I just wanted to look. That's probably what Balaam was saying when he went with the princes of Moab. They kept offering him money to go up on this mountain and curse the Israelites. They wanted him because Balaam was a prophet for hire. Now, he was a real prophet in the sense that he could genuinely hear from God and he could speak God's messages. But he was also a very greedy individual in that he would use his prophetic gift for evil purposes. And then there were these men of Moab who came along. And they offered him a bunch of money to go up on this mountain and to curse the Israelites who were encamped down in the valley below. So Balaam agrees to go. He says he won't curse the Israelites for money, yet he really, really wants to. So he's just going to go up and look. He just wants to look. That's what he says outwardly, anyway. So what happens next? Well, it gets weird. How weird? If you've ever heard that there's a story in the Bible with a talking donkey, this is it. So turn to Numbers 22, and let's get weird. Welcome to Weird Stuff in the Bible, where we explore scripture passages that are bizarre, perplexing, or just plain weird. This is Luke Taylor, and today we're going to be talking about that story with the talking donkey. And I kind of set it up for you in the introduction, so let's just get into it. And we'll pick up right where we left off last time. Numbers 22, we'll start at verse 21 now. So Balaam rose in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. But God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as his adversary. Now he was riding on the donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw that the angel of the Lord was standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the road and went into the field. And Balaam struck the donkey to turn her into the road. So a donkey can see the angel here, but the religious man couldn't. And that's a little weird just by itself. I mean, why could Balaam not see the angel of the Lord standing there with a sword? Was he invisible or something? Was Balaam looking down at his map and just not looking up? What's going on here? Well, I'd say the angel of the Lord is a spiritual being, and that Balaam could have seen the angel, except, you know, so he's a spiritual being. Balaam only had his heart set right now on material things. He's walking right now according to the flesh. And so he's only seeing fleshly things. Balaam is sitting here. He's thinking about that money. I don't think he's physically blinded, but he was spiritually blinded. If Balaam had his heart set on things of the spirit, Balaam would have had spiritual insight. Now, why can the donkey see the angel? Do donkeys have spiritual insight? Well, I feel like God is making a point right here. Even this donkey is more spiritual than Balaam right now. Balaam is just so focused on the money, he is more dead to the spiritual realm than even his own donkey. I think that's the takeaway right here for why God is opening the donkey's spiritual eyes, but not Balaam's. So it said the donkey turned to the side, and then Balaam smacked it and said to keep going. Verse 24, then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards with a wall on either side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed against the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went ahead and stood in a narrow place, where there was no way to turn either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he struck the donkey with his staff. So the same thing kind of just keeps happening again and again. The donkey sees the angel standing up there with the sword. The donkey tries to really to save Balaam, to turn the other way or something, and he doesn't know what's going on, and he just keeps hitting his donkey. And so that brings us here to verse 28. And by the way, this verse, this is the reason that I can do this podcast. It says, then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you have struck me these three times? And so, yes, if you're like, wait a minute, what was I listening to here? What was I reading? Yes, that is literally what the Bible said. The Lord opened the mouth of the donkey. She said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you have struck me these three times? That is correct. A talking donkey. And it's a female donkey, too, in case you're visualizing this in your head. I know all this so far. It sounds like something out of a kid's book. This really happened. Plus, I told my kid this story the other day, and this is a hard thing to visualize here. Okay, it's a hard thing to imagine. It might seem pretty far fetched, like the Bible is even telling us this story as if it's a true thing that happened. But it is. This is a real thing that it really, really happened. And I'll tell you something else. My kid had no trouble believing it. Now, what's up with that? Is it because kids are more gullible than adults? Well, it is true. Kids often are. But there's no shame in being gullible. I don't know if that's the right word to use here. But there's no shame in it whenever it comes to the Bible. The more quickly that you believe the Bible, the more blessed you are going to be. If your faith is in the Bible, then your faith is in the right place. Now, listen, we all go through stages in life where we want to analyze the Bible. We want to test it out, make sure it's solid, investigate its claims. And I think that's fine. You know, I think the Bible is 100% true, 100% trustworthy. And whenever you want to scrutinize it, I believe it always holds up to the scrutiny. I believe it will pass the test that you put on it. Now, not everything in the Bible is testable. Okay, I can't prove to you that a donkey talked, not without a time machine or something. I can't literally prove every single claim of the Bible. But there are some things that we can prove. And you can look at archaeology. You can look at historical records, especially when it comes to stuff in the New Testament. So I think it's okay to check into the Bible's claims and to try to satisfy these curiosities that we have. I think really every mature believer goes through that process at some point in their life. But at some point, you have to settle it for yourself. You have to say, am I going to believe the Holy Scriptures? Am I going to accept this as the truth and the Word of God? And I think every Christian has to come to that at some point in their faith walk. And the earlier you do it, the better. You know, you don't always have to intellectually understand everything about God, everything about how the Holy Spirit works. And I mean, I don't think you actually ever will. I don't think you ever can. There's many things about God that are mysterious. You know, sometimes I feel like the better I get to know God, the less I understand him. And it's just because I come into a greater realization more and more that his ways are so much higher than our ways. You know, it's true what the Bible says there. You aren't, but here's the bottom line. You gotta settle it for yourself. You're not always called to understand God. You're called to trust him. You're called to trust his word. And so that's why I bring up how easy it was for my child to believe this story. Yeah, you know, kids, they might believe stuff easier than adults do. But Jesus said, we should all seek to have faith like a child. If your faith is in God and if your faith is in what God says, that's safe. That's a safe place to put it. You know, Jesus said, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So it's a safe place to put your faith and your trust in God. Let it be very easy for you to believe what God says. No matter how crazy it sounds, no matter how supernatural it is, have faith like a small child. And when you do, you're going to see so much more in the Bible, because the Bible is a spiritual book. And when you have something spiritual in front of you, you need spiritual eyes to comprehend what it's saying. Okay, just like Balaam needed his spiritual eyes open. So there's a surface level reading to any passage. Okay, the first time you read this story, probably all you're walking away with is like, whoa, wait, there's a talking donkey in the Bible. that might be all that you take away from it the first time you go through it. But there's something deeper going on here too. And that's what this story is teaching us. If you focus on the things of this world, the material, the flesh, that's all you're going to see. But if you focus on spiritual matters, then you will see the spiritual. So there's an angel with a sword standing here waiting to kill Balaam because, you know, he said he's going up on this mountain. He says it's just to look. But, you know, he's thinking about this money. That's why he's here. And his heart, his mind, it's not set on the things of God. And so God's trying to get his attention, and to do it, God opens the donkey's mouth. It's just amazing. If the prophet of God is not going to say what God declares, then God can open a donkey's mouth to do it. I find that amazing. It's weird, but it's amazing. My 5-year-old, he told me earlier, he said, I said, is that a weird story in the Bible? He says, it's not weird. It's awesome. And so this is an awesome story. I find the next verse perhaps even more astounding than the donkey speaking, because the next verse is Balaam's reaction to the talking donkey. And just without missing a beat, verse 29, "And Balaam said to the donkey, 'Because you have made a fool of me, I wish I had a sword in my hand, for then I would kill you.'" It's like, wow. As if the story wasn't weird enough already, he just responds to it like he's just used to talking donkeys. You know, it's just like an everyday occurrence for him. And talking donks, he'll talk right back. just like, wow. I wonder what kind of life he had that a donkey talked to him and he just responded to it like he was talking to a person. You know, perhaps a talking donkey, maybe it's not as weird to Balaam as it would be to us. Maybe after years of following God and hearing God's voice, maybe what is supernatural to us just seemed a lot more natural to Balaam. But, you know, again, this just goes to show us, no matter how spiritual you've been in the past, you shouldn't lose your focus and your connection to God and focus on the things of the world, because then you just become more blind than a donkey. Numbers 22:30, "And the donkey said to Balaam, 'Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden all your life long to this day? Is it my habit to treat you this way?' And he said, 'No.'" You know, I guess when your donkey starts yelling at you, you shouldn't argue with him. You know, actually, here is a lesson I can pull from that. If you ever get mad at someone because they did something that you don't like, before you lose your temper with them, just ask yourself, is this someone who generally treats me pretty well? You know, and if they generally do, maybe you should listen to what they're saying. Maybe they're making a good point here. And I do love the King James Version, how it renders this verse. So it's when the donkey was saying, "Is it my habit to treat you this way?" It says the way that Balaam responds in the King James, it says this, "And he said, 'Nay.'" Nay. It cracks me up because it's like, first you got the donkey sounding like a human. Now the human is sounding like a donkey. So that just kind of, I always found that a little funny. Okay, verse 31. "Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand, and he bowed down and fell on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, 'Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to oppose you, because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned aside before me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely just now I would have killed you and let her live.'" And so this is why I called my previous lesson, I titled it, "Why Did God Want to Kill Balaam?" Because God was literally going to kill Balaam right here for his greed in this story. And again, it says the donkey is a she. It's a female donkey. I just make note of that because I always have trouble visualizing this story without the donkey sounding like Eddie Murphy. So if you know what I mean, then you know what I mean. But it is a female donkey in this story, if we're going to get technical about it. So anyway, "Then Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, 'I have sinned, for I did not know that you stood in the road against me. Now, therefore, if it is evil in your sight, I will turn back.' And the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, 'Go with the men, but speak only the word that I tell you.' So Balaam went on with the princes of Balak." And that is where we will cut off the story for today. We're going to finish this up next time with the story of when Balaam actually went up on the mountain to speak either a blessing or a curse. But yes, there is a story with a talking donkey in the Bible, and I want to talk about that just a little bit more before we leave. Now, next time on this podcast, we will, as I just said, we'll wrap up Balaam's story. We're going to talk about what happened when he got up on top of that mountain and he was asked to curse the Israelites. So this is just a word I'm putting out. Make sure you're subscribed so that you can get that episode. And what weird stuff in the Bible do you want to know more about? Send me an email, weirdstuffinthebible@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, hate mail, whatever you want to send me about today's episode or just anything, that is how you get in touch with me, weirdstuffinthebible@gmail.com. And I've been so thankful just to all the listeners and feedback that we've gotten on this podcast so far. So thank you for the comments, questions, all that you send in. If you're on a platform that does comments, you can always leave a comment there as well. And one more thing I'll mention, I was recently interviewed on a podcast called Something to Gnaw On. It's a Bible study podcast. And if you want to look that up, there were three episodes in a row that are all a part of it. They're all a interview that I did with the host of that show, Nate Vineo, and heard a lot of good feedback from that as well. So I'd encourage you to go check that out. Something to Gnaw On is the name of his podcast. So closing thoughts today on the story about a talking donkey. Is this story just too hard to believe? Like, did the Bible go too far with this one? Well, sometimes when something is hard to understand or hard to wrap your mind around in the Bible, what I usually tell people, let's just first look at Genesis 1:1. Okay? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay? Before Genesis 1:1, there was nothing, nothing except God. There was no matter, no material in the universe. It all came from nothing. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Here's why I send people back to that verse whenever so we find something hard to understand or believe in the Bible. If Genesis 1:1 is true, then anything that the Bible tells us is certainly possible. Okay, if you can believe Genesis 1:1, you can believe anything the Bible says. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If you can believe Genesis 1:1, you can believe Genesis 1:2, you can believe Genesis 1:3, all the way through Revelation 22:21. You can believe it all if Genesis 1:1 is true. And I've just say this to people when they struggle with, I've heard lots of people struggle with the supernatural conception of Jesus within Mary. Because it was a virgin birth, okay? And I personally, I've never had trouble believing that. I don't quite understand why so many people do. And I'm not trying to be harsh here. You know, if that's a struggle you have, if you struggle with believing in the supernatural conception of Jesus, this is just what I'd say. Genesis 1:1. If that verse is true, then anything else the Bible says is possible. And that's the same thing I'd point to for this story about a talking donkey. If God can create a donkey out of nothing, God can certainly open his mouth and put some words in there. And so earlier I made this comment. This story is why I can do this podcast. And it's not because it's weird, okay? It's not why I do this podcast. It's why I can do this podcast. Because if God can even open a donkey's mouth, then that explains how God can use me. And here's some good news to end on. If God can use me, God can certainly use you. And if you think that sounds weird, then I hope you're a little bit more weird today, too. Thanks for listening. God bless you for sticking around till the end, and we'll see you next time. So, Zek, what do you think of a talking donkey in the Bible? What do you think about that story?
I think it awesome, but...
Is it weird?
No, it's awesome!
Okay, is it one of your favorite stories?
Yeah, but it's always...
You believe it's true?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, hey, Zek, thanks for being on the Weird Stuff in the Bible podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Bye.